Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
I've just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy!
Hello, I am Hakim Jaffer, king of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yes, my father.
He's supposed to be like the prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I'm gonna pack.
Okay, baby.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
For healing, positivity, and recovery, stay positive, stay happy. The Positivity Podcast with Melinda Cochran, New York City, from Montreal, Quebec. Start your day with calm and reassurance as she sends positive energy your way.
International Women's Day, is today, this show will be airing tomorrow. I wanted to shout out to all the beautiful women that I've met in my life and who I've had in my life. I am so blessed to have been surrounded by women who have been strong, courageous, and brave, who have fought the odds to make a better life for their children, who have fought the odds to be better people, and to grow as individuals. Sometimes I am in awe of you. Sometimes I am speechless at your strength. And yes, sometimes I find myself quite emotional thinking about the things that you have gone through. I admire you all. I rarely say it because in our lives as women, we are so busy and we are constantly on the go that we don't pause to say how much we appreciate one another. Oh, how I appreciate the support that I've gotten from so many females, the support that I've gotten throughout my professional career. And I think of so many in particular, and one in particular that always told me to speak with my heart. And I do that pretty much all the time. But I never forgot her telling me that. I never forgot, as a professional woman in the situation that she was in her leadership role, she was able to tell a new teacher, just new to the profession, that she understood as being all heart to definitely not change and to speak from my heart. I thank you. I think of my two grandmothers. I think of them in two different ways. One, quiet, unassuming, but oh so loving. Oh, how I enjoyed to go to your house and sit with you and watch you make tarts and pies and spend hours scraping the jam out so that I could just eat the crust, watching you knit and the beautiful things that you created from your imagination without pattern, just simply skills that you had acquired in your life. Oh, now, how I think of you. I think of my paternal grandmother, again, cooking, making pies that would definitely, definitely make millions in a restaurant, but were just made for her family. A tall, striking woman who I always thought of as a Viking, who cared for my father, who took care of him, and was an example to me as a reader and someone who was an autodidact, a learner, a self-made woman. I think of all of my family and the females in my family and the different examples that they provided for me along the way. I think of my sisters, my friends, and how powerful they are and how they continue. They continue to just show me all the time how beautiful they are. I think about the female writers as well, who have come to me along the years with their work, beautiful work, sometimes work that didn't even need to be edited, sometimes work that surprised me at the level of intellect and wisdom. I think of you too on International Women's Day. I think of all the heroes out there, all the women working and teaching, who, like me, and I'm not calling myself a hero, I am calling the people I work with, the females I work with, my colleagues. I call you heroes because I have yet to see you complain and I have yet to see you fall. And on days when we are not strong, we look to each other as examples to continue. I'm amazed when I enter the hospitals and most of the majority of people there are women, many of which have looked out for me through my cancer journey. Women who are gentle but firm and strong, who have showed me what it means to be true caregivers, giving all of you what you have within to make your patients feel better. And then I can't help but think of the heroes I have in literature. How your stories inspired me to write, how your stories inspired me to be hopeful. And yes, some of you inspired me to believe that I am still not finished, that I still have another book to write. And yes, maybe it will be the book. And all you female writers know exactly what I'm talking about. I want to thank and I think of my close and dearest friends, my sisters who have been my confidants, who have applauded me and encouraged me when I did not believe in myself. I thank you, and I thank you for your strength. And I think of all the women throughout the world today who have struggles far beyond what I can ever imagine, who overcome things on a daily for their children and for their families, and fight all over the world to feed, to inspire, and to hold those around them. And I also think of the many women who have been victims of sexual assault, victims of domestic violence, who have not made it. I think of you, and I humbly pray that you found peace. on International Women's Day. I thank the leaders who are blazing the trails for young people, female leaders who are showing us that our dreams expand even what our imaginations have within us. That what we think we can do more. And I thank the gentlemen, the strong men, who understand the value of a woman, who understand the quality of a woman and what a woman has to offer to the world if given a chance. I thank you all for supporting us. And I take the time to support the gentlemen in my life who have supported me, who have taught me things that I've always wanted to know. And only recently, I've been taught by my coach how to invest and how to improve my life even more than what it is now. There is no greater gift to offer a woman than the knowledge to be able to be self-sufficient, to own her own life, and to have choices greater than the ones that she was born into. Those are the gentlemen that I thank today. Those of you that understand the situation, that understand that although we've come a long way as women, we still have a long way to go, especially when it comes to pay equity, when it comes to being sole supporters or parents, single parents in some situations, and what it means to be a stay-at-home mom who's given up her time in her career and has to go longer to make up the lost income. We need gentlemen like this. We need men like this. So on International Women's Day, as I applaud women all over the world for your courageousness, for your strength, for your beauty, because we are all so beautiful in our own ways, I also thank all of the men who have supported the women in their lives. In particular, I'm going to say a thank you to my coach, Benny Randall Jr., who from the onset of meeting me has taught me what it means to have ownership, what it means to have choices, and what it means to create a life that I never imagined. I wish all of you a wonderful, wonderful day. And if you didn't celebrate International Women's Day by doing something special for yourself, take the time to do so. Because I just booked an appointment at the beauty salon. And that's my way of treating myself. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Bye-bye.
This has been another episode of Positivity Podcast, where only positive vibes happen. Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.